Welcome back to the Come Follow Me Read Along. Thanks for joining me again. We're reading the scripture passages that go along with the weekly study curriculum of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. With generous permission from Thomas Wayment, the BYU Religious Study Center, and Deseret Book, I'll be reading today's chapters from Thomas Wayment's translation, which is titled The New Testament, A Translation for Latter-day Saints. Revelation chapter 6. I saw that the Lamb opened one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying in a voice like thunder, "Come!" And I looked, and saw a white horse, and the one sitting upon it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out, conquering and to conquer. And when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, "Come!" And out came another horse, a burning red one, and the one sitting upon it was given permission to take peace from the earth, so that they would murder one another, and he was given a large sword. And when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature saying, "Come!" And I looked, and saw a black horse, and the one seated upon it had a balance scale in his hand. And I heard something like a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A measure of wheat will cost a silver coin, and three measures of barley will cost a silver coin, and do not harm the olive oil and wine." And when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, "Come!" And I looked, and saw a pale horse, and the one seated upon it had the name of Death, and Hades followed after him. And authority was given to them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with a sword, famine, disease, and by the wild animals of the earth. And when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who were murdered because of the word of God and because of the testimony they had given. And they cried out in a loud voice, saying, "How long, Lord, holy and true, will you not judge and avenge our blood upon those who live on the earth?" And to each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to rest for a little longer, until their fellow servants and their brothers and sisters reached the full number of those who were going to be killed as they had been. And I saw when he opened the sixth seal that there was a great earthquake, and the sun became like a sackcloth of hair, and the entire moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth, like a fig tree lets its late summer figs fall when shaken by a great wind. And heaven was separated like a scroll being rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved from its place. And the kings of the earth, and the great ones, and the military leaders, and the rich and powerful, and everyone, slave and free, hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains. And they said to the mountains and rocks, "Fall upon us, and hide us from the face of him who is seated upon the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, because the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?" Chapter 7. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, so that the wind did not blow upon the earth, nor upon the sea, nor upon any tree. And I saw another angel descending from the east, who had the seal of the living God, and he cried out in a loud voice to the four angels, who were permitted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, until we seal the servants of our God upon their foreheads." And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000, sealed from all the tribes of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. And from the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. After this, I saw a large crowd that no one could number, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, and they stood in front of the throne and in front of the Lamb. And they wore white robes, and they had palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all of the angels were standing in a circle around the throne, the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell down on their faces in front of the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen, praise, glory, wisdom, thanks, honor, power, and strength belong to our God forever and ever. Amen." And one of the elders replied to me, saying, "Who are these who are dressed in white robes, and where did they come from?" And I said to him, "My Lord, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones who came from the great tribulation, and they washed their robes and whitened them in the blood of the Lamb. Because of this, they are in front of the throne of God, and they minister to him day and night in his temple, and the one seated upon the throne will shelter them. They will not be hungry or thirsty again, nor will the sun beat down upon them, nor any burning heat, because the Lamb in the midst of the throne will shepherd them, and he will lead them to a fountain of life-giving waters, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Revelation chapter 8. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about a half hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. And another came and stood at the altar, having a gold censer. And much incense was given to him, so that he might offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the gold altar before the throne. And the smoke of incense, offered with the prayers of the saints, ascended to God from the hand of the angel. Then the angel took the censer and filled it with fire from the altar and threw it upon the earth, and there were flashes of thunder, voices, lightning, and an earthquake. And the seven angels, the ones having the seven trumpets, prepared to blow them. And the first blew his trumpet, and there was hail and fire mixed with blood, and it was thrown upon the earth. And a third of the earth was burned up, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. And the second angel blew his trumpet, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and one third of the sea became blood. A third of all the living creatures in the sea were destroyed, and a third of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel blew his trumpet, and a huge star burning like a torch fell from heaven, and it fell upon a third of the rivers and the springs of water. And the name of the star was called Wormwood. And a third of the waters became wormwood, and many people died from the water that was poisoned. And the fourth angel blew his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, and a third of the moon and stars as well, so that a third of them were darkened. A third of the daylight was lost, and likewise a third of the night. And I saw and heard an eagle flying directly overhead, crying in a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to those living on the earth because of the remaining voices of the trumpets of the three angels who are about to blow them." Chapter 9. And the fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star had fallen from heaven to the earth, and he was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. And he opened the shaft of the abyss, and smoke went out of the shaft, like the smoke of a large oven, and the sun and the sky were darkened from the smoke of the shaft. Locusts came out of the smoke onto the earth, and they were given power like the power of earthly scorpions. They were told not to harm the grass of the earth, or any green plant, or any tree, but only those people who did not have the seal of God upon their foreheads. They were not permitted to kill them, but to harass them for 5 months. And their torment was like a scorpion when it stings a person. And in those days, people will seek death and not find it. And they will want to die, but death will flee from them. The locusts looked like horses made ready for battle, and upon their heads they had something like crowns of gold, and their faces looked like the faces of people. They had hair like women's hair, and their teeth were like lions' teeth. They had breastplates like iron breastplates, and the sound of their wings was like the sound of many horse-drawn chariots going to war. They had tails and stingers like scorpions, and their power to harm people for 5 months was in their tails. They had a king over them, the Angel of the Abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek his name is Apollyon. The first woe has passed. Behold, two woes are coming after these things. And the sixth angel blew his trumpet, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the gold altar before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates." So the four angels, who were prepared for that hour and day and month and year, were released to kill 1/3 of humanity. And the number of the soldiers on horseback was 200 million. I heard their number. And this is what the horses looked like in my vision, and those who rode upon them. They had breastplates, and looked like fire, dark blue, and sulfur in color. And the heads of the horses were like lions' heads, and fire, smoke, and sulfur came out of their mouths. 1/3 of humanity was killed by these three plagues, by the fire, smoke, and sulfur issuing from their mouths. For the power of the horses is in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails are like snakes with heads that inflict harm. The remaining people who were not killed in these plagues did not repent from the works of their hands, and they did not cease worshipping demons and idols made of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood, idols that cannot see or hear or walk. Neither did they repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual sins, or their thefts. Revelation chapter 10. And I saw another mighty angel descending from heaven, wrapped in a cloud, and a rainbow over his head. And his face was like the sun, and his legs were like pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little scroll that was open, and he placed his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the land. And he cried out in a loud voice, just like a lion. And when he cried out, the seven thunders replied in their voices. And when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write, but I heard a voice speaking from heaven, "Seal up what the seven thunders have said, and do not write it." And the angel which I saw standing upon the sea and the land raised his right hand to heaven, and he swore by the one who lives forever and ever, who created the earth and what is in it, and the earth and what is on it, and the sea and what is in it, that there will be no more delay. But in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be completed, just as he declared it to his servants, the prophets. And the voice that I heard from heaven spoke to me again, saying, "Go, and take the scroll that is opened in the hand of the angel, who is standing upon the sea and the land." And I went to the angel and told him to give me the little scroll. And he said to me, "Take it and eat it. It will be bitter to your stomach, but it will be sweet like honey in your mouth." And I took the little scroll from the hand of the angel and ate it, and it was sweet like honey in my mouth. But when I ate it, it was bitter in my stomach. And they said to me, "You must prophesy again about many people, nations, languages, and kings." Revelation chapter 11. Then a measuring rod, like a staff, was given to me, saying, "Rise, and measure the temple of God and the altar, and number those who worship in it. But do not measure the outer courtyard outside the temple. Leave it out, because it is given to the Gentiles, and they will trample the holy city for 42 months. And I will give authority to my two witnesses, that they will prophesy for 1,260 days while clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lamps standing before the Lord of the earth. And if anyone desires to harm them, fire comes from their mouth and consumes their enemies. And if anyone desires to harm them, this is how that person must die. They have authority to shut the sky so that no rain falls in the days of their prophesying. And they have authority over the waters, to change them into blood, and to strike the earth with whatever kind of plague as they desire. And when they have completed their testimony, the beast that rises from the abyss will make war with them and conquer and kill them. And their corpses will lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where the Lord was crucified. Some of the people, tribes, languages, and nations will stare at their corpses for 3.5 days, and they will not permit them to be placed in a tomb. Those who live on the earth will rejoice over them and will celebrate and give gifts to one another, because these two prophets had tormented those who live on the earth. But after 3.5 days, a breath of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear seized those who were watching them. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here." And they ascended to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies stared at them. Then there was a great earthquake in that hour, and a tenth of the city fell and was killed in the earthquake. 7,000 people died, and the remainder were afraid and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe has passed. Behold, the third woe comes quickly. And the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ, and he will rule forever and ever." And the 24 elders who were seated before God on their thrones fell down upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, "We thank you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and was, because you have taken your great power and started to rule. And the nations raged, but your wrath has come, and the time for the dead to be judged has come, and for rewarding your servants, the prophets and saints, to those who fear your name, the small and the great. And the time has come for destroying those who destroyed the earth." Then God's temple in heaven was opened, and the ark of his covenant was seen in his temple, and there were flashes of lightning, voices, thunders, an earthquake, and a great hailstorm. Revelation chapter 12. And a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman wearing the sun with a moon beneath her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant, and she cried out in pain and in labor to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a huge red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his heads were 7 diadems. And the dragon's tail swept away a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. Then the dragon stood before the woman, who was about to give birth, so that he might eat her child when it was born. And she gave birth to a male child, who was about to shepherd all the nations with a rod of iron. Then her child was caught up to God before his throne. And the woman fled into the desert, where there was a place prepared for her by God, so that she might be cared for there for 1,260 days. Then there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels returned the fight. But the dragon was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. Then the huge dragon was thrown out, that ancient snake who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the entire world, was thrown down to the earth, and his angels with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, "The salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come, because the accuser of our brothers and sisters, the one who accuses them before our God night and day, has been thrown down. But they conquered him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of the message of their testimony. And they did not love their lives enough to avoid death. Rejoice, heavens, because of this and all those who live in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has descended upon you. He is terribly angry because he knows that he only has a little time left." And when the dragon saw that he was thrown down to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. But the woman was given 2 giant eagle's wings, so that she could fly to the desert, to the place prepared for her, where she would be cared for away from the snake, for a time, times, and a half a time. Then the snake spit water like a river from his mouth to sweep away the woman with a flood. But the earth helped the woman. And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed the river that the dragon spit up from his mouth. And the dragon was angry with the woman, and he went to make war with her other descendants, those who obey the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus. And the dragon stood upon the sand of the seashore. Revelation chapter 13. And I saw the beast arising from the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And upon his horns he had 10 diadems, and upon his heads was a blasphemous name. And the beast that I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were like a bear's feet, and its mouth was like a lion's mouth. And the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. And one of his heads was wounded and near death, and his wound of death was healed. Then the whole earth followed the beast in amazement, and they worshipped the dragon, because he gave authority to the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast, and who is able to make war against him?" He was given a mouth to speak important things and blasphemies, and he was given authority for 42 months. And he opened his mouth to speak blasphemies against God, to blaspheme his name and his place of dwelling, that is, those who dwell in heaven. And he was permitted to make war against the saints and to conquer them. And authority was given to him over every tribe, people, language, and nation. And everyone living on the earth will worship him, everyone whose name was not written before the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb who was killed. If anyone has an ear, let that person hear. If anyone is to be taken captive, let that person be taken into captivity. If anyone is to be killed by the sword, let that person be killed by the sword. These circumstances require the endurance and faith of the saints. Then I saw another beast ascending from the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. And he had all the authority on behalf of the first beast, and he made the earth and those who live on it worship the first beast, whose deadly wound had been healed. He performed great miracles, so that he made fire come down from heaven to the earth in front of the people. And he deceived those who live on the earth because of the miracles he was permitted to perform on behalf of the beast. He told those who live on the earth to make a statue to the beast who had been wounded by the sword but lived. He was given power to give life to the statue of the first beast so that it could speak and could cause those who would not worship the statue of the beast to be killed. And he made everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark upon their right hand or upon their forehead, so that no one was permitted to buy or sell unless he had the mark of the beast, his name, or his number. Here is wisdom. Let the one who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Chapter 14. And I looked, and behold, the Lamb was standing upon Mount Zion, and with him were 144,000 who had the name of his Father written on their foreheads. Then I heard a voice from heaven like the sound of many waters, and the sound of loud thunder. And the sound that I heard was like harpists playing their harps, and they were singing a new song before the throne, and before the 4 living creatures and the elders. And no one was able to learn the song except the 144,000 who had been redeemed from the earth. These are the ones who have not defiled themselves with women, for they are virgins. They follow the Lamb wherever he leads them. They were redeemed from humanity as the first fruits to God and the Lamb. No lie was found in their mouth, for they are blameless. And I saw another angel flying directly overhead, having the eternal gospel to proclaim to those living on the earth and to every nation, tribe, language, and people, saying in a loud voice, "Fear God, and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship the one who made heaven and earth, and the sea, and the springs of water." And a second angel followed, saying, "Fallen, Babylon the Great is fallen. She has made all the nations drink of the wine of her immoral passion." And a third angel followed them, saying in a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and his statue, and receives a mark in his forehead or upon his hand, that person will drink from the wine of the wrath of God, poured out undiluted into the cup of his anger. And he will be harassed by fire and sulfur in the presence of holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day and night. They who worship the beast and his statue, and whoever receives the mark of his name. This requires the endurance of the saints, those who obey the commandments of God and have faith in Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, 'Write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from this time forward.' 'Yes,' says the Spirit, 'so that they may rest from their labors, for their actions follow them.' Then I saw a white cloud, and seated upon the cloud was one like a son of man, and he had a gold crown upon his head, and a sharp sickle in his hand. And another came from the temple, crying out in a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, 'Put in your sickle and reap, because the hour has come, for the harvest of the earth is ready.' Then the one seated upon the cloud swung in his sickle across the earth, and the earth was reaped. Then another angel came from the temple in heaven, and he also had a sharp sickle. And another angel came from the altar, and he was in charge of the fire. And he called out in a loud voice to the one who had the sharp sickle, 'Put in your sickle and gather the clusters of grapes from the vineyard of the earth, because the grapes in it are ripe.' Then the angel swung in his sickle across the earth, and he gathered the grapes from the vineyard of the earth, and he threw them into the large winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trampled outside the city, and blood came out of the winepress to the height of horses' bridles for a distance of about 200 miles.